preach. I'm glad I changed the time or we'd be messed up right now. Here we go. Got a message and we're going to preach it. Let's go with the Word. And if you come, anytime you come, you'll see that big old screen. And I ask you to talk back with me. And you'll leave here today going, well, my goodness, I learned something. Amen? It's not okay. Bring your Bible if you want to. I like bringing the Bibles and stuff. But the bottom line is the biggest Bible in this community. You understand? Say. And I want you to see it with your own eyes. Don't be flipping, flopping. Be right there with me. Amen? Come on, let's learn today. Here we go. A fresh start. Would you say that with me? A fresh start. How do I begin again? Too loud? Are you all right? Okay. How do I begin again? Especially when life's left me dead in the road. Something I can talk about. I've had some struggles along my life. The way I grew up. Different things. But how do you begin again? Today's a fresh start for Fellowship Church. It's a fresh start. Not many churches get the opportunity we have to be in a high school for 12 years, 7 months, and to be able on day one to walk into a facility like this. This is incredible. Most churches are like, we didn't do it that way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, praise the Lord. I mean, this is great, man. Come on. A fresh start. We get a fresh start today. And I could talk about fellowship, but I won't do that. I'd rather talk about you, and I'd rather encourage you today and help you today. Amen? So let's go with the Word today. So how do I begin again, Pastor? How do I start again? Let's go with the message. Book of Lamentations, just some Scripture says, for these things I weep, my eye runs with water. It runs down with water because the comforter that should relieve my soul is far from me. My children are desolate because the enemy has prevailed. What is that basically saying? My eyes run with water. You've been so messed up, you just can't even hardly stop crying. Your eyes are just messed up. I have no comfort. My family's messed up. Been there? Say. Yeah. What do you do? What do you do when the enemy has prevailed? When you're struggling? How do I begin again, man? What do I do? Let's talk about it. Here we go. And we're going to put some points up on the board. If you want to begin again in your life, and you might say, well, I'm doing great. Well, good. I'm glad you're doing great. All right? Remember this message. You're going to need it. Okay? How do I begin again? Number one, if you want to begin again, if you want a fresh start in your life, you've got to realize restarting, say it with me, is my what? I can't start again for you. Coaches can coach, but we can't get out there and do the job. You understand? Say, you're on the field. Restarting is your responsibility. For if our heart condemn us, God's greater than our heart. He knows all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. You can just be all messed up inside, but you can make it, and you've got to know that, but it's your responsibility. Keep looking at some other Scripture. The Bible says, keep your heart with all diligence. Out of it are the issues of life. I mean, when you're messed up, you've got to dig deep. Say, dig deep. You got to dig deep, man. Now, the Lord's going to help you, but you've got to dig down deep. It's my responsibility. That's what that word heart means. It means that inside of you, that place, you know. Dig deep. Hear thou, my son, be wise. Guide your what? Heart in the way. Yeah, if life's been rough, you can still make it. Excuse making ain't going to cut it. That's a bunch of bull. If you want to restart again, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your what? Yeah, doesn't mean you're going to get everything when you ask. That's not what the verse is teaching at all. Deep down, He can put passion in you to keep going, to start again, a fresh start. I want to live for God. I want to do right in my life. I'm tired of screwing it all up. You hearing me? But that's your responsibility. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. So, say this with me. Take. For who? Take responsibility for you. Y'all bored to tears yet? Say. You want to restart? I thought, what am I going to talk about on day one? Well, I care about people. I want you to have a good life. I want you to make good choices. I want your family to be stronger. Dad, I'd like you to step up to the plate and be a good dad. It's going to take you taking responsibility. By the way, I preach two different messages every Sunday. This ain't the message in the next hour. It's this one, though. Amen? Take responsibility for you. That's number one. How do I begin again? How do I begin? Pastor, how do I restart? Well, you got to take responsibility for you. If you've been depending on mama all the time, it's over. It's time for you to step up. Amen? Come on. Number two, restarting requires what? Realizing. Say that with me really loud. That is something we say at fellowship. Now, Kevin, you've got to turn me down a little bit. Even it's killing me up here. I'm sorry. Just a little. Say it one more time. I matter. Can we scream that out?
I matter to God.
You've got to get that down in your head. How many of you just felt like a piece of crap? I'm sorry. Felt like that in your life before. Like, I don't matter. Well, that's the enemy, and that's bull. It takes responsibility for you. And you start realizing, I matter to God. God loves me. Look at some scripture for you this morning. God loves me with an everlasting love. The Lord God hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I've loved you with a what? And with loving kindness, I'm drawing you. I care for you. God has good thoughts toward me. He has good plans for my life. Look at it, Jeremiah. I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says who? Thoughts of peace, not of evil. To give you an expected end, to give you a future. That's what that means. I want you to have a future. So many of us are defined by our past, and we can't get to our future. God has a future for you. Amen? I'm from Rockingham, 109 River Road. If you go today, my sister last time was home, she said, Gary, don't go down that street. And stay out of that house, didn't you, Ann? She's worried about me. It's bad. Does our past have to define our future? No. We can have a great future. That's what God has for us. God does not condemn me. Maybe somebody in your life has condemned you. Maybe you've condemned yourself. You're no good. You can do nothing. We're talking about how to begin again, guys. But Jesus Christ doesn't condemn me. He set me what? He set me free. There is therefore now no what? Condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life is in Christ Jesus. He's made me free from the law of sin and death. So He doesn't condemn me. I've got to know this, though, but I matter to God. This is what the Bible can help you understand. Amen. I don't need the Bible. I don't understand the Bible. Well, you have that attitude because you're thick-headed. Okay? I'm telling you. God loves you. He put it in a book called the Bible. Amen? And He uses crazy people like me to tell you about it. Why? Because we get so messed up and sidetracked and we don't see it. The Word is awesome, guys. Look at this. God is for me. Did you know God's for me? But we've been taught He's waiting with a big stick to hit us on the head. You know what I mean. Come on. For me, I'm well able to conquer. What shall we say then to these things? If God be what? Who can be what? See, right out of the Bible. Nay, in all these things we're more than what? By the way, that word conquer is the word Nike in the Greek. N-I-K-E, Nike. Where did Nike get their little swish and logo? It came from that verse, guys. I'd say Nike's done pretty well, wouldn't you? Yeah, I believe you could do pretty well. Come on. In all these things, you're more than conquerors through Him who loved us. So realize that. John 10:10, the thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and what? I'm come that you might have what? Life, and have it more abundantly. So God is for me. Do you know that you matter? Yes or no? You want to restart again? You want to begin again? You got to take responsibility. Number two, you got to know I matter. I was probably 48 years old before I realized I mattered. I'd preached for 30 years almost. I'd helped other people. Until I realized I mattered. People would say, I love you, Gary. I mean, I appreciate what you do in my life. And I'd go, well, I appreciate it. And I never let it sink in. Need to know you matter. You listening to me? Say, I have value. I have value. I matter. Oh, and by the way, you can look like you matter to other people. Oh, everybody thought, oh, Gary. Oh, Gary's got it together. Gary thinks he matters. Gary, oh. But sometimes that doesn't matter what other people see. What do you see about yourself? You hear me today? Good, good. Realize what? Realize who you are. You're made in the image of God. Keep looking. A fresh start. How do I begin again? Number three, going to pop it up. Okay, uh-oh, we ain't there yet. Say that with me. I will take responsibility for my and my what? So if you're in a situation right now, I'm going to call mama, get mama to do it. I'm going to call somebody else, get somebody else to do it. Good chance you're going to have to deal with it. Take responsibility for whatever it is you're facing. For your life, man. Your life matters. Keep looking. I'll realize that I matter to God. Say that last part with me. And I am well to begin. I'm well able to begin again. Amen. Number three. How do I begin again, Pastor? Number three. Say it with me. I must believe that I can. How many have told your kids this before? You've been having problems with the young ones over the year, and you try to tell them. Because they don't think they can make it. Life's overwhelming at times. You've got to believe you can make it, man. Okay? You've got to believe you can make it. You can begin again. I love this part of the message. And this is, by the way, this is just my life talking to you today. You might say, Clark, where'd you get this? Some book got it from my life and God's Word. Okay? So this ain't the favorite sermon on the internet week or something. This is me. Got it? Yes or no? And this is really important right here. I must believe I can make it, guys. I force myself, I push myself by faith toward what? People aren't happy today. Miserable. Homes aren't happy. Guys, it takes work to be happy. Did you understand that? You got to push yourself toward happiness. You can be happy. Yeah, but you don't understand. If you want to, sometime we'll spar, you and me, and we'll go toe-to-toe with the crap in your life and the crap in my life, and we'll see who has the crappiest life. And at the end of the day, it's going to be a bunch of crap. Guys, focus on good things. You can make it. Yourself. I've got to believe this. Keep looking. This is some of the best things I've ever had to help me in my life. And I want to share them with you today real quick. I see myself happy. Say that with me. You might say, Clark, you're preaching gobbledygook today. When I was hurting, when I was feeling abandoned, a sweet lady named Donna Christie, who had also felt that in her life, said, Gary, or she said, Pastor, you got to see yourself happy. I thought she was crazy. You got to see yourself happy. Or do you want to see yourself miserable? Say. It ain't hard to see yourself miserable, is it? Say. All you got to do is misery. Takes work to see yourself happy. Did I lose you? When there's no vision, the people what? Where there's no vision, people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. Where there's no vision, where you don't have vision for your life, where you don't keep happy out in front of you, you're not going to have a good life, as good a life as you could have. See yourself happy. You want to start again? Don't see yourself miserable. Don't see yourself as the same old thing's going to happen again. See yourself happy, man. I can be happy. I matter to God. It's nothing wrong with saying I deserve to be happy. Say that with me. I deserve to be happy. At Fellowship Church, we don't preach bull where if you give money, you're going to get all kinds of money. But I do believe this. If you will put yourself in a place in your mind and in your heart down deep where you force yourself toward happy, and that God loves you, and that you matter to Him, and He matters to you. I guarantee you something. You're going to find yourself happier. And that ain't some pie-in-the-sky promise. Now, but it takes... Did you hear me today? So, self-happy. Here's another one. I speak myself happy. You ever talk to yourself, but it's talking down to yourself? Yes or no? Come on, help me here, church. Put yourself down. Listen, you got to speak yourself what? Happy. Come on. This I recall to my mind. Therefore have I what? Hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed because of His compassion. It fails not. So I speak myself happy. His mercies are new every morning. Say it with me. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my what? Says my what? That's that same place, deep down inside of you where you got to believe, man. My soul says this to myself. You got to speak yourself happy. You keep saying, listen to me, you keep saying, I'm no good. I can't make it. Look what so-and-so did to me. Left me like this. And you're probably going to stay in the same mess. Or he'll have a gift to come along in your life, maybe another person. But because you're still in that same place, you'll end up being abusive to that other person and taking it out on them because you never got over the crap. You listening or not? So see yourself happy. We're talking about how do I begin again, Pastor? Well, you got to see yourself happy. You got to speak yourself happy. People are going to think you're a nut. What you doing? Well, I'm just speaking myself happy. How many ever on the road you want to kill somebody? And you go, well, Lord, now help me now, right now, Jesus, help me right now. Because see, I'm going to kill them people right over there, Jesus. Do that in other areas of your life. Amen? Say. You got a job sometime. It's a pain. And so what do? Well, just saying how bad it is ain't going to make it better. But thanking Him that I got a job. Thanking Him that You're taking care of my needs. Thanking Him that not every day is like today. I've had some good days here. Amen. Speak yourself happy. I must believe I can make it. Here's the next thing. So we got see it, speak it. Now say this with me. I, myself what? I step myself happy. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those what? Things which are what? And reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press, the word is step. I press or I step toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to begin again. I'll see myself happy. Speak myself happy. But I got to do this. Look at this. Say, you got to get up. Say, get up. You got to get up. Well, get up. One of the number one things I do when I counsel people is I tell them, it's just something I say, not the main thing, but it is a big thing. Get out and take some time for you. Just you. You live right here. Get off your tail. Get down to Inglewood Beach. Get your shoes off. And you walk down there. And you just start to try to be in a bad mood on that beach. And a dolphin will pop up, or you might see a manatee's head, or you'll see some, and all of a sudden you start to say, well, my Father made this. And the Scripture says, if He cares for little birds, how much more does He care for you? You got to step yourself. Keep moving, man. So say this with me real loud. See it. Talk it. One more time. See it. Talk it. This will make your house better today. How can I improve my home today? See happy. Talk happy. Walk happy. Oh, if I do that, it'll just be miserable. Try this in your work environment. See happy. Talk happy. Walk happy. And realize, I'm not saying on your own strength, I'm talking, do it in God's strength. That's why we started out with the first part. Take responsibility. Know that you matter. Got it? Keep rolling. Say this good and loud with me. No one can define me, and no one can defeat me. Say that again. No one can And no one, you've been told or you've told yourself, I'm no good, I can't make it, I'm a nobody. Listen, you're going to be that. But getting this in your head, that I'm creating the image of God. God loved me so much, He gave His Son for me. No one can define me. I'm not what maybe a mama said to you or a daddy said they should have never said. I'm not that. I am somebody. You're listening today or not? No one can define me and no one can defeat me. When you start thinking like that, verses like this come alive. Say it with me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. You hear me or not? Oh, and by the way, this is me learning this the last few years. I'm supposed to know everything. I didn't even know I mattered. What a dummy I am. People sit with me in counseling often and they'll think they're just so stupid. And I'm the stupidest person in this room is me. I'm the one who didn't know how valuable I was. Amen. I will not fail because He what? No, I'm going to fail. I'm no good. I can't make it. Well, how about this attitude? I won't fail because He is not going to fail. And that's how I talk to myself, by the way. A fresh start. We're almost done. Keep looking. Number four, I must live in the now. Say that with me. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, Jesus speaking, for the morrow shall take thought of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the what? There's enough mess in the day in this life right now today for you to deal with that I haven't worried about yesterday. Live in the now. How can I begin again? How can I have a fresh start? I must live in the now. Boast not yourself of tomorrow. You don't know what a day is going to bring forth. You ever knew somebody, they were living one day and they were dead the next? Well, that could be you. Live today. Well, I'll get this good life, Pastor, and start caring about myself and living for the Lord and doing right things in my life and being happy tomorrow. Why not today? Say, I will not live in the what? Because the past is the what? People can't get to their future because they can't get past their past. Oh my God. Right? Yes or no? You know somebody every time you see them, they're always talking about their past? Let me see your hand if you know people like that. Come on, come on. Always. How many of you can't wait to call them for dinner? I can't go again and hear their stinking stories one more time. It's killing me. That's what people really think about you. I'm just telling you the truth. Oh my God. Pray for them, yeah. Here we go. I will not worry about tomorrow because there's plenty to do when? Today. We're talking about your life. Psalm 55, evening, morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and He shall hear my voice. Today. This morning you're here, first day of the week. You're already doing pretty good, aren't you? Say. I want to ask you to raise a hand, but I was going to say, how many of you can't believe you're here today? But you are. You are. And so now noon's going to be coming, and then tonight, you're already off to a good start. Amen. If you want it. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all that I'm asking from you. Amen. Come on. Come on. A fresh start. Last one. This is the hardest one for me. I must allow others to help me. I must allow others to help me. I've always been able to take care of me. But there's another part of me that needed taking care of that I didn't take care of. knowing that I matter, knowing that I have value, knowing that I'm loved. So it was hard for me to let other people help me in my life. Are you hearing me or not today? I must allow others to help me. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who's comforted us in all our trouble, that we may be able to do what? Comfort them which are in trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. How many of you have gone through some hard mess in your life, but your hard mess you've gone through has allowed you to help some other people in their hard mess? Let me see your hand. That's the plan. That's the plan. But you've got to be able to, you've got to let people help you. At fellowship, we want to love you. Did you hear me? Why do people hug your neck today? Oh, it's your first day, so everybody's hugging necks. We hug your neck every week. It's a special day, so you're on your best behavior. We ain't all that good, I'm just telling you. But we love you, you know, every week. Amen, say. You hear me? And all that believed were together. Say that verse with me. And all that believed were together and had all things. The word in that scripture is the word fellowship. That's the Greek word that describes that verse. Fellowship. We were all together. And we had all things common. There's no prima donnas here at fellowship. You matter as much as I matter. Did you hear me today? There's no pecking order here. We don't put people above other people here. Did you hear me? Yes or no? We love Jesus. We love people. Well, how do you run the ministry, Clark? People serve. You want to be a leader at fellowship? Find something and do it. Amen. Come on. You can get here early and hug somebody's neck. Who said you couldn't? This is America. Amen. Say. Come on. You hear me now? We're common. We're together. We want to love you. We want to help you. Are you hearing me? I got to quit. A man that hath friends must show himself what? And there is a friend that sits closer than a brother. Of course, that's the Lord. But in my life, I've had some people in my life over the years that weren't my family. They weren't related to me by blood, but they were so close to me and they loved me. You got to let those people help you, man. You hearing me today? Okay. Bear you one another's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. We're done. Oh, I got to put this in here. I will not use drama to gain assistance. Rather, I'll be humble and I'll be honest. So many people use drama. Oh, man, if you knew what happened in my life and whatever, to get money, to get attention. Are you listening to me or not? Okay? You better learn to stop using your drama and start humbling yourself. Build your success of your life more on solid things like we talked about today instead of your little dramatic story that you tell. You listening to me or not? Is that making sense to you? Every time they see you, they crying. When are you going to get with the program, Jack? Say. It doesn't sound loving, but it's the most loving thing I can tell you. Get moving, man! Come on! No, I won't go out to dinner with you one more time and hear that mess. It ain't happening. You know the truth, and the truth can set you free if you want it. You listening? Clark was ugly on day one. We're done with the message. Say it with me. You want to begin again? You want a fresh start? Say it loud. It's my responsibility. I realize that I matter to God. I believe that I can make it. I will live in the now and I will allow others to help me. Let's praise the Lord for His word this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.